From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Kevin Foley reading Storm Rising by Gary Naiman. Now let's begin with Storm Rising. Chapter 1, Freedom Square. Makeley crawled against the cracked wall and glared at the sunlight beaming through the collapsed doorway. He clutched his M16 and huddled against his four comrades. Nothing was said. Nothing had to be. The only sound was their strained breathing. Makeley's nostrils stung from the acrid stench drifting into the gutted room, a toxic brew of cordite, charred wood, and roasted human flesh. He would never forget that stench. He would remember it to his dying day. His fingers dug into the M16. Dying day. Quit dreaming, soldier. The way things are, you'll be dead before noon. He dragged off his helmet and rested his head against the wall. Hard to believe everything was so quiet. 40 minutes ago, the ground shook from artillery blasts and rocket hits. Debris rained down from the night sky. Star shells ignited the darkness, accompanied by bursts of small arms fire. And there was that other sound, barely audible through the explosions and sniper fire. A terrifying sound. A heart-wrenching sound. The muffled screams of men, women, and children. He glanced at the four men crouched beside him. 40 minutes ago, there were 7. Yesterday, 9. A month ago, 26. Now, just Joey, Edgar, Raphael, and Terrell. 4 Marines trying to survive another day.